B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, ladies. I know this might be hard to believe, but every now and then, it comes around about as often as a full moon, but every now and then, a man will be nice to you. And it's not because he wants to bang you, all right? So you got to be because... Well, Leroy, just tell your story. This poor guy, man. Leroy's such a nice guy.
I appreciate it.
Leroy really is. Like, I joke around with him and everything, but he, like, legit is a nice guy. He says good morning to everybody. Very polite. Just, like, with the basics as far as, you know, manners.
I appreciate it.
And not just to people that he knows, but to strangers. That's the thing. It's like you can always be nice to the people that you know, but still be, like, a douche to people that you don't know, and that...
happens every day.
Yeah. But Leroy's like nice to strangers. Now, the reason I'm setting up how nice Leroy is because he's getting crapped on for it. So go ahead, Leroy. Tell your story.
Yeah, you know, I love the tea. I know it has its issues, but I'm always on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, hold on before you even finish there.
What?
This dude saved a life the other day on the tea. He saved a drunk stranger's life. If that's Ramiro and I see somebody stumbling and they fall in front of a train, I'm thinking, calculating in my head, going, I'm going to pick them up and they're going to be sloppy and I don't want to get hit by a train. I got kids. Mm. Oh, well. Oh. Best person in this world. But not Leroy. He saved a life.
So I'm on the red line, and I got on. It was empty. I'm sitting down. I was really tired, you know, and I had a long trip on the red line to go. So we get to South Station. If you ride the T, you know that South Station is one of those stations where everybody pours on. Yep. So South Station, we hit it, and here comes everybody. Now it's packed, and there's no seats. And so I'm sitting down, and I see this woman. She's squeezing her way through people. She's got a bag in one hand and a coffee in the other. Mm-hmm. So she's squeezing her way through, and she makes it over into my area. So I was raised a certain way. It was a natural reaction. I gathered up my stuff, and I started to get up. And as on my way up, I said, hey, would you like this seat? I'm offering her the seat. You know what I mean? There are none left. Here you go. This is what I'm supposed to do. And she looked at me with a slight roll in her eyes and like a smirk on her face. And she said to me, as I'm standing up, she said, did I ask?
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
And I was shocked. I was shocked. I was blown away. I sat down. I was embarrassed because she said it a little bit kind of loud. I was embarrassed. I sat down. I'm just looking. I'm like... And but was I wrong? Did I do something wrong?
Well, one, don't be embarrassed because you did a nice thing. I mean, sounds like she was having a horrible day.
It
was just mean.
It was crazy.
I mean, and
then yesterday.
She might have just been a bad person.
I posted it yesterday and I just put it out there. And from what I was getting and the reaction I was getting from people, it made me start to think that maybe chivalry is outdated.
Hmm.
You know? Holding the door for a woman, letting her go first or letting her leave first.
Yeah.
You know, opening the door for the car, letting a woman have a seat when there aren't any left.
Well,
I'm like, what's the deal?
I will say it, in my experience, it doesn't happen a lot. But I think for me, like, I'm trying to think of myself on both sides. Like, uh-huh. For me, it's not really... at this point, a gender thing, because if I see somebody who's struggling, if it's a guy or whoever, or they even look like they're having a bad day, I would give up my seat for somebody. I think just people in general, like, if you see somebody having a hard time or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're fine, the only time I'd get offended like that, like, is if you want to give me the seat because you think I'm pregnant. Then we might have an issue.
Then
don't talk to me.
There you go, ma'am. How far along were you?
Exactly.
Are you having a boy or a girl?
Nope, just eight.
And speaking of pregnant, so at one point I had to switch over and get on the green line, and I'm going to tell you, this is the truth. A pregnant woman did get on the train, and I hesitated. And another guy offered her the seat.
But don't do that. Just keep doing what you're doing and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It really made me think, you know. And I know I'm extra, so I did a little research and I looked stuff up. And I was like, so what is chivalry? And it was like, oh, it's some medieval knight type, you know, tradition that the knights used to do. So I'm like, maybe it is outdated. I don't know.
You go extra with stuff, man. I just go, ah, that person's having a bad day. Let me keep it moving. I'm over it. But Pebbles, how'd you pose the question on social media?
Oh, it was just, what are your thoughts on chivalry today? Like, do you think a man should give up his seat, open doors, et cetera? Or is it outdated? And, you know, all because a woman snapped at Leroy and he offered his seat.
Like, would you get mad if a guy's being nice to you? 617-288-1969. Hit us up. Ricky.
Yo.
What's up, man?
What up? So I was on the bus. I was actually at Yosemite National Park in California a couple weeks ago. And I was on the bus and super packed. And I asked this old lady, I was like, hey, like, do you want to take my seat? Because I was sitting down, she was standing. And she turned and she looked at her husband and she started laughing. She's like, damn, do I really look that old? It just made me feel so out of place, you know?
It's hard, man, because it's like, okay, now you look. Your first thought process, like, it's your eyes. You go, okay, they look kind of old. They look kind of weak. They might look pregnant. They look tired. And when you offer, all of a sudden they get mad at you.
Like I said, I don't want you thinking I'm pregnant. Just fat.
This is Hi, Courtney.
Hey.
Hi.
So mad. I'm sorry, that guy just had me cracking up. Now it makes me so. You're feeling bad now for doing the right thing. It's not right.
Yeah.
You know, like I teach my kids from day one, you know, certain manners like that. You get up when someone else needs to sit. Like we were just recently in Disney. My old girl, she wasn't sitting. You know, she was tired on the bus, but she knew she had to get up and let other people if she saw someone else, you know? It goes as, like, going inside stores. If you're going in a store but people are coming out, you let them out first. Stuff like that makes me crazy. So don't feel bad and don't stop doing the right thing.
You know what sucks is that sometimes I'm tired, right? And I'll be sitting somewhere with, like, my wife and somebody who's older or whatever walks in and she hits me and she's like, offer him your seat. And I'm like, what? I'm tired. I'm like, you offer him your damn seat. That's what we got to change to old school. It doesn't have to be a man offering a woman a seat. Everybody offer, you know, sometimes I want a seat. I just want to sit down, you know? This is Rose. Hi, Rose.
I know.
Uh-oh. Rose?
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you yelling at?
My ride is outside. Anyway, I'm visually impaired, and so I got on the train the other day on the Orange Line, and a guy was sitting in the seat, and some young ladies said to him, man, can you get up and give her the seat? And he said, looked at me and looked at them and said, what? It's not my fault he's blind.
Oh,
wow.
What? Oh, my and God.
So then the people on the train were like, what? You know, and then she, a young lady said something to him. He's like, you watch your mouth, young lady. You don't know who I am. And then that was like, what?
Okay, well, that's so. When you, like, do you have, like, a...
I don't use my cane to beat
you
him.
Cane. Oh, okay, because I was going to say, that's when you accidentally, because you're visually impaired, shove your cane into his nuts, and you go, I'm sorry, I couldn't see that.
You know what? She's not alone, because I've seen it on the train and the bus, too. I've seen seniors get on, people with disabilities, pregnant women, and people will not even budge an inch. And I'm already standing, so it's like I can't offer a seat. If I had a seat, I would offer it. But I've seen it. It's crazy.
This is... Who is this? Terrence. Hi, Terrence.
Hey, guys. So, Leroy, I'm feeling you, man. Chivalry's not dead yet, but it's being stabbed repeatedly because I was at a Burlington Mall a couple days ago, and I'm a flirtatious guy, but this time I wasn't trying to be flirtatious. I'm holding the door open for some woman that has a few bags in her hand. I'm like, all right, I'll be nice. Mm-hmm. And she looks at me. She's like, I have a boyfriend.
I'm like, what? Like, did I ask you that?
Yeah, seriously.
But see, can I just say this? You guys have to remember that part of this sometimes comes from that there's a lot of guys out there that do things like that because they follow it up with trying to get with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where it becomes a problem.
I get that, but why not wait until I try to have this follow-up? If I, you know, there's a good chance I won't.
Because, I don't know, you might have just gotten tired of it. No. I don't know. Mm.
So the lesson here is only be nice to women that you find unattractive.
Oh, stop.
No.
Yeah.
Stop. No. Stop. Don't listen to Romero. That's what you need to know.
That are definitely not pregnant. Blind. Yeah, you got to be nice to them. Unless you're a jerk. You know what? Just don't be nice to anybody.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.